总理杜鲁多今日在安省举行同联邦预算案相关记者会的时候谈及房屋政策，说民众正是面临租金和楼价高昂的压力，令国民难以找到一个好地方安定落来。就此杜鲁多今日强调，预算案和加拿大房屋计划中的新措施包括利用公共土地兴建更多可负担房屋，目标是在2031年前在全国建造387万间屋，当中25万间屋是在公共土地上建造，将会令每一代人能够更公平地拥有房屋。而他亦都向国民承诺，自由党政府将会致力解决这场住屋危机。
Canadians need homes they can afford. This is one of the most urgent issues that people are facing. And we made a promise to Canadians that we were going to solve this housing crisis, and using public lands to build more homes is a big part of our plan.
預算案中就承諾在10年內投放11億，將一半聯邦辦公大樓改造為房屋，並且在加拿大郵政局的地產上起屋。政府亦同時重新審視並考慮在國防土地上開發房屋和建築物。出席同一記者會的聯邦房屋部長菲沙重申，為了讓房屋建設變得更加便宜，政府可以做的其中一件事就是增加可用土地的數量。
If you actually contribute public land and make it available for home building, you can reduce the cost of home buildingimmediately by removing the input costs of construction. This allows a reduced cost of construction, but importantly, it also allows you to build homes at prices that more people can afford.
而聯邦政府在預算案中提出加稅計劃，將超過25萬年度資本增值稅由現在的五成調高至三分之二，影響國內 0.1% 的富有人士和大公司。預計新政策會在五年內帶來超過190億收入。對於有醫生要求總理重新考慮加資本增值稅一事，警告加稅可能破壞本國招募和留住醫生的能力，威脅醫療保健系統的穩定性。杜魯多就再次为措施辩护，话咁做系为咗实现公平。
To partner with them and ensure that they can afford homes, that we can restore the idea of fairness for every generation. To ask the wealthiest to pay a little bit more. To bring down the costs of rentals across the GTA, across the country. These are the things that get resolved when we build homes.
他說要求最富有人士給多些錢，是為了讓各代人包括是年輕人在這個經濟體系中取得成功，讓年輕人能夠上車，令他們對未來充滿信心。加拿大中文電台記者王啟謙報道。